Hello everyone, this is Terry Ely. Today we'll be talking about paying college athletes. There has been a debate for a very long time on should college athletes be paid. Colleges have never paid athletes before, but college basketball and college football is a multi-million dollar industry. But these athletes never see a dime. So the question is, should college athletes be eligible for pay? Here I have an interview with Jay Gentry, a potential college athlete, and I wanted to ask him whether or not he thought college athletes should get paid.
Yes, I believe college athletes should be paid, or at least get a stipend. The time and commitment that they put in every day, working out 2 to 3 times a day, it takes a bearing on people's bodies, especially when people don't have any form of income and they can't get a job in college. They need money to do like things like go out or eat food, and sometimes that is hard for them to get money.
Jay agreed that each college athlete should be paid. He also went on to say how each player should have their wages set.
I believe each player should get paid based on, I would say, ability, because not everything is fair in life, and I believe it will actually motivate other players to work harder, maybe to get that bigger stipend or that bigger check, and yeah.
I told Jay how the college uses the money they earn from sports to pay out academic scholarships and pay employees. I asked him, did he think paying players would affect that? He responded with,
"No, not at all. College athletes actually generate billions of revenue each year from games, TV deals, jersey sales, ticket sales, all of that. And I believe they can just take some of that money out and use it to give to the players because they make the money anyways."
My next interview was with a local sports fanatic named Jason Smith. Jason is very passionate about sports and had a lot to say. I asked Jason if he felt that players at the collegiate level should be paid. He has some strong beliefs on this topic.
Of course, I think they should be paid off of like all the like revenue, all the money that the colleges are making, billions and billions of dollars off the players' name. Like, they're working for NCAA, so why shouldn't employees get paid? Like, if we're in an Apple, do the employees, like, do the technicians and all that, do they not get paid? Or do they become billionaires? I'm not saying NCAA should become billionaires. They shouldn't become billionaires, but they should get paid. They shouldn't get paid as much as NBA players, obviously, because the NBA is, like, generating way more cash. But NCAA players should get paid.
Jason then explained how the wages should be set for each player.
The teams that get the most fans, who make the most money, should pay the more money to their players. So the more money you make, the more money you give.
After hearing his answer, I wanted to know if he felt each division should be the same then. He told me that he felt as if each division should split up their money between the players based on how much revenue they produced. I asked Jason if he felt the coaches should get paid as much as they do now. He had a very passionate answer to this.
Again, these coaches getting paid millions of dollars. You're paying the coaches $1 million and not the players, and the players are actually going out there playing. Coaches don't play. I give coaching. I love coaching. Like, I think Brad Stevens is obviously doing what he's doing with the Celtics. But coaches do not go out there and play. Coaches coach. And it's very – obviously, it's a necessity, and it's very influential. But for them to be getting paid millions of dollars and then the players getting paid nothing, come on, bro. That's just absolutely ridiculous, bro. Them boys, they go out there, they sweat, they work out. This is their life, and you're not even compensating them for it. Like, come on, bro. Well, like, where's the reimbursement for their hard work, their dedication? Like, come on, man.
Jason had a great argument on why college athletes should be paid, but there were people who that disagreed with paying college athletes, like Mr. Scioli. I asked for his thoughts on paying college athletes. He told me,
"No, I don't think college athletes should be paid."
What is your reasoning?
I think that a lot of them are on college scholarships already, and so they're getting a free education from a great university. So that's payment enough.
I talked to Scioli about the millions of dollars that the NCAA generates. He told me he believes the players are not entitled to that money, but he do believe that players should be allowed to do commercials and able to gain sponsors. Before doing my research, I truly believe that college athletes were being ripped off. But after the research, I think a college scholarship is enough. I learned that each school depends on the money they make from college athletics to pay people on academic scholarships and to pay their employees. So personally, I believe the NCAA should stay as it is and continue to not pay college athletes.